Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravi Maronimi Marasi Sheyichyu, Fus Moshe Rebeshnari, So Moshe Mordechai, the schus Harav Eliezer Chaim, Ben Esther Simal, schus Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leinach, Yadavos Rechaim Tzvi, Bukhol Anil Ben Meilea, and the schus Lili Nishmas, Levi Ben Reb Shmuel, Shami Ben Yosef, Harav Aaron ben Harav Nassan, Rabbi Eli Moshe ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, and Rabbi Chaim Shneur Zalman Yehuda ben Aaron Leib. And we are going to be learning the Sugya of Anas Devorim, Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes. Posuk Lamed Gimel V'chiyagur Yitchager Be'artzichem, when a stranger, meaning a convert, lives with you in your land, Lo Sonu Oso, do not cause him pain with words. Rashi explains, Lo Sonu Onas Devorim, this is referring to causing someone pain with words. Don't tell him, Emesh haya oyved avedizara. Yesterday you were serving idols. And now you're coming to learn Torah that was given by Hashem. Oh my gosh. So that's really an insulting thing to say. So you're not allowed to say that. It's an Isur Daraisa. Yesterday you're an oyved avedizara, and today you're learning Torah that was given from the mouth of God. So it's true. And our analysis, as usual, is based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Mo'oreinenu Hagoyin HaGodol Reb David Manzatzal L'shmo L'zichot Havat Kol Nefesh. V'hineh hein omnam sh'ne'amar inyan zeh b'gemara b'bav metzia b'daf nun chet amud bet. And the pasuk in Parshas Behar V'lo'isoinu ish esamisoi. As HaGemara ma'amida et zeh et ha'pasuk v'izavi o'inaz dvarim. And then the Gemara says that if there was a ger and he's coming to learn Torah, Al yoymar lo, don't say to him, Peh she'ochal nevelis v'treifis, shkotzim v'remosim, bo lilmoid Torah she'nitna mipi ha'gvura. A mouth that ate all of these forbidden foods. You ate bacon, and you ate cheeseburgers, and you ate lobster, and now you're coming to learn Ktzos HaChoshen and Sivus? What's going on over here? So that's the same word that Rashi says seemingly, right? But the problem is that this is the Gemara in Bav Metzia 58b, darshins this on the Pasuk in Parshas Behar. And according to Rashi, this was already said earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. However, if you're Medayik, you'll see there's a difference. That here Rashi says, "Ve'achshav etabal lumoy de Torah shnei pi'agvura." It's talking about his learning Torah. That's the issue over here. You're learning Torah that was given from Hashem. However, in the Gemara, it doesn't say you're learning Torah. In the Gemara, it says, Peh, the mouth. There's an emphasis there on the mouth. The mouth that ate forbidden foods is coming to learn Torah. So there the nidon is al pesha ochal. As pesha ochal, a guy eats lobster, can't learn Torah. Whereas here the nidon is not on the mouth, on the kli with which one learns, but rather on the learning itself. Shein lo makom. Ela etzel misha emesh avada budazara. Yesterday you were serving idols, so it can't be that today you are learning Torah. But it doesn't say anything about the peh. So in achinami, there's a difference between here and Parshas Behar. The only question is, Hagufa Tzarech Bil. How do we know that what it says in Parashas Behar about the mouth applies to Parashas Behar, and what it says here applies over here? Maybe this idea applies in Parashas Behar. Maybe in Parashas Behar you can say Arvort, Lo Tomar Lo Emesh, Hayavi Avodazara, Vachshav Tabelo Mol Torah. Why does it say it here in Kedoshim, not there? And not only that, but forget about the learning Torah part for a moment. It's enough on us, Dvarim Lo Tomar Lo Emesh, Hayavi Avodazara. That's also a nas tvarim, just saying that yesterday you were serving, yesterday you were in church, and today you're in the Beis Medrash knocking away and learning. Mazeh. That's also a nas tvarim. As minayin lanu echreach, shemedubar po b'limud Torah. Where does limud Torah come in here? What necessitates that? ויותר צריך ביאור שגם במקור של דברי רש"י בתורת כהנים כאן לא כתוב כלל את העניין של לימוד תורה שניתנה מפי הגבורה אלא כתוב שלא תאמר לו אמש היית עובד עקום והיום נכנסת תחת כנפי השכינה כמה זה מעניין that in the Makor of Rashi in Toras Kohanim it doesn't say anything about learning Torah that was given from the mouth of Hashem. It just says yesterday you were serving idols, and today you're coming under the wings of the Shekhinah. It doesn't say anything about learning Torah. So what compelled Rashi to explain that we're talking about learning Torah? Meichi Tesi, where does Rashi get this from? Fipshuto. Rashi's supposed to give us pshat in the Pasuk. Od tzarich lever b'ma shekatuv kan b'pasuk. וכי יגור איתך גר בארצכם, שכיוון שפתח הפסוק, וכי יגור איתך, it says, איתך, which is לשון יוחיד, the convert lives with you, so why does it say, בארצכם? It says, with you, לשון יוחיד, so it should be בארצך, not בארצכם. And that kasha was asked by the Or Chaim HaKadosh, by the Alshich HaKadosh, and lama lo by the Malbim HaKadosh. And the Alshich he also asks on the Etzem Pasuk v'chi yogur itcha ger, lama lo maspik im haya katuv, v'chi yeh ba'artzechem lo tonu, v'chi yeh ger ba'artzechem lo tonu ish at amito, lo tonu. Oto, it should have been enough, it would have said, you have a ger in your land, don't insult him. What does it have to say when he's living with you in your land? Just say when there's a ger in your land. So, the truth is, if you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, 46b, 47a, there are drashas about this. A ne'amanus of gerus and kabbalas gerim chutz laretz. אין שם בגמרא, וזה יתבאר בעזרת השם להלן, אבל על פי הפשט, הדבר עדיין זוקק ביאור. All right, so we have our work cut out for us, Rabbi Yisai. אז הבה ניגש לעניין. אפשר לומר כך, שכשנעיין בדבר נראה שגירות מכניסה את המתגייר לשלושה דברים חדשים. א', להיותו בכלל עם ישראל הנבחר, ולא כקודם הגירות, שהגר שייך לעם אחר, והידי זה נכנס הוא להיות ממשפחת ישראל. So, a ger, if you think about it, has three different things. Three new things. Number one, he's included in the chosen people. Beforehand, he was a member of the unchosen people, whoever it may have been, and now he's a member of Mishpachas Yisrael. It's well known, parenthetically, the vort of Rav Naftali Trop, in his Chedush Mitaksubis 11a, that there's a tziur of a person being a member of the Jewish family, but he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael and Chiyuv HaMitzvahs. So you can be Mishpachas Yisrael below Kedushas Yisrael, Kayadua, like Avot Shel Rabbi Naftali, we've discussed in the past, of course. I don't know why, of course, but Advarim Yiduim. So that's number one. You're going into Mishpachas Yisrael. Not only going to Mishpachas Yisrael, but included in this, not included, but also you're going to Kedushas Yisrael. These two separate elements. So that's number one. Number one is a person's Nichnas L'Mishpachas Yisrael and L'Kedushas Yisrael. Number two, Yesh B'Gerut K'nisa L'Yot Sheikh L'Zichutam Shel Yisrael B'Eretz Yisrael. Al kol hazchuyot hamiyuchadot vehazgula gdola sheyesh beyeshivat Eretz Yisrael hamuvar barichut. Tvrei Rambam, Perek Vav, Melechot Melachim. Vegam gerim, af al pi she'ein lahem zchut b'chelek mesuyam b'Eretz Yisrael, shenechleka l'shvatim, ve'einam b'chlal ha'shvatim, aval hakat hi zchut klalit b'Eretz Yisrael, שהיא הזכות של עם ישראל לארץ ישראל והידיעה שנהגה בגרים. אז number two, when he comes into Gerus, when he converts, now he's shaykh to the zchus of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, which the Rambam talks about at length in the sixth parak of Chos Malachim. And Gerim, I would humbly direct you to our shiur in Chos Malachim, Siyat Dishmaya, with many, many, many more to come in Yitz Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom gives health and life and the financial means and everything we need. So Gerim don't have, they're not a Shevet, they don't have a specific portion, but they have a general portion in Eretz Yisrael, it's their land. B'miuchad, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Bikurim in the first parak in the fourth Mishnah, that a Ger not only brings Bikurim, but he can also read the Parsha and say, Hashem Hashpat Al Hasein Ulos Islanu, because they're the Gerim of Bnei Avraham, they're Ruini the Rusha Me Avraham. It was given out to Yotzei Mitzrayim, their Tfelim. And Lasid Lavo, they're going to have a Chelek. Like it says in Ezekiel, in the 47th chapter, in the 21st to the 23rd Psukim. V'chilak te'etza aretz, l'chem, b'l'ager ha'magor ha'misoichichem, v'yabashevet asher ager ha'gor ito, sham titnu l'achaloso. So Gerim are going to get a Chelek also, wherever they happen to be. So number one, they're part of Mishpachas Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Number two, they get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. They're shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. And number three, yesh legerim schiya v'koach b'Torah b'nigud l'matzavam b'yotam akum. Now they can learn Torah. Goy learns Torah's chayv misa, Sanhedrin 79a. Torah tzivah lanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov lanu morasha v'lo lahem. And through Geirus, it becomes their Morasha also. Famous Gemara in Shabbos 146a, that the Mazel of Geirim, in other words, their Neshama, was in Har Sinai. And therefore, they have Shaychitz the Torah, it's part of their Morasha. As in Tzalfizeh, that the Geirus was Poyel, Agave, this Goy, these three things. Part of the Jewish people, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael. ולפי זה נראה that the pasuk opens up here and it says וחיוגר יתך. What does that mean וחיוגר יתך גר? שעל ידי היותו גר יתך הוא. Since he's a ger, he's with you. And he's shaykh to you. And now he's part of the nation. He's part of the Jewish family. And therefore he's יתך. And it also says in the pasuk, not only יתך, וחיוגר יתך גר בארציכם. Now he is a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, like you have. And this stems parenthetically with the Sugin Yevomis 47a. Arzachem is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That the Ageirus, he's zochet to the benefits of Eretz Yisrael, either by Lekat Shechor or Peah or other things. So, it's also Pshat in the Pasuk. Chiyog Yitchem Ger. Aleph, he's part of the family, Zitcha. And Bet, Ba'arzachem, he's part of your, he is a chelik now in Eretz Yisrael. He's connected shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. He can come here now in the law of return. As we noted. Because Itcha, he's with every individual. He's my brother. A guy converts. He's my brother, he's your brother. My sister, your sister. אבל לגבי חלק בארץ, הרי אין לו את החלק של היחידים, שהוא חלק בפועל בארץ ישראל מדין שבוטים. But he doesn't have the חלק of the individuals. בפועל, he doesn't, only the שבוטים get that. רק כלפי הדין הכלולי של יש לו על עם ישראל שארץ ישראל ארצנו. גם לו יש את זה. But only vis-a-vis the general din, that we have an Am Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Am Yisrael, that he has. As it turns out that he's Meshutaf, Nimtza Meshutaf Hu Im Arabim. So he now has a commonality with the many. B'chol Am Yisrael Klapei Ba'artzecha. So he's Meshutaf with the Rabbim, and all of Am Yisrael vis-a-vis the land. But he's not Meshutaf, he doesn't have a partnership with every individual, vis-a-vis their portion in the land. And therefore it says, B'loshon Rabim, B'artzechem, B'nigud Lashon Itcha. Itcha is with you, is your brother. But it doesn't say Artzecha, that he has it with you, the Yachid. Your portion, a portion like you have, no. He just has a general portion as part of Klal Yisrael. Or we can say that it's well known in the name of the Gra, that Lashon Yachid, when it says in the Torah, is Klapei Am Yisrael, the Klal, because we're all one. And Lashon Rabim relates to the Yechidim. So therefore, Klapei Achva, he's Itcha, he's part of all of Am Yisrael. So Am is Lashon Yachid. He's included in this nation. But Eretz ain't no Am. ויאפשר להיות בכלל הארץ. ולכן יקרו על היות זו ארצו, כשם שהיא ארצכם. So, it's his land, just like it's your land. Meaning, he has שייכס תארץ ישראל, just like you have שייכס תארץ ישראל. So it says it בלשן רבים. Because again, רבים is many according to the Gra. It says בלשן יחיד, it's talking about the nation as one. It says בלשן רבים, it's talking about the יחידים. When it says Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim, some of the nation is one. When it says Lashon nation is one. When it's talking about Lashon Rabim, it's all the individuals. When it's Lashon Yachid, it's the nation is one. So, v'chiyagur itcha ger itcha, now he's part of Am Yisrael. Before we said now he's each and every one of your brothers, talking about the individuals. But now we're saying itcha can also be all of Am Yisrael is one. So itcha, now he's part of Am Yisrael. And then it says Ba'artzechem. So before we said, what does Ba'artzechem mean? That it's your land, but he doesn't have an individual chalek in this land. So it's, in general, Artzechem, all of yours, but you can't say Artzecha, that he has a portion and you have a portion, because it's not true. He's not Mishutafim Kol Yachid. So therefore it says Lashon Rabim. He's a general chalek. That's what we said before. But now, the Fidagra, what we're saying is that when it says Lashon Rabim, it's talking about many, many individuals. So it says, Ba'aretzichem, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to many, many individuals, himself included. He doesn't have his own personal chalek, but he has a chalek as part of the many. That he has his own shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. So either way you spin it, you can understand the words Itcha and Ba'aretzichem. But anyway, but that's our point. The point is that we have these three inyanim, and this pasuk is telling us that a ger happens to a ger when he converts, that he's part of the Jewish family and that he's part of Eretz Yisrael and Torah Yisrael. So that's why what was machriach Rashi b'viur anas dvarim in this pasuk. שמה שכתוב כאן איתך ובארצכם אינו קביעות מקום וזמן, אלו הגדרה בקבלתו של הגר אצלכם. שעל זה נאמר שהוא גר, שאומנם יש בו איתך ויש בו בארצכם. דהיינו שקיבלתו להיות איתך ובמשפחתך, שעל ידי זה כאחיך ובאיתך כחשיב. So now we understand. We are defining, the pasuk is defining The acceptance of this gear. How are we accepting this gear? When it says that he's a ger, it means that he's itcha, meaning he's your brother. You're accepting him as your brother. He's with you. He's part of the Jewish family. And Ba'artzichem, he is a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. As all Jews do, maybe he doesn't have his own personal chelik, but he is a general chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And for the kash of the Alshich, why does it say v'chi yagur itcha? Why does it say v'chi yagur itcha? The Alshich said the pasuk could have just stated simply, now we understand that now it has to say he's getting the itcha. He's part of our family. This ger is now part of our family. You can't just say v'chi yagur ba'artzichem. V'chi yagur itcha. You can't just say v'chi yeh ba'artzichem. V'chi yagur itcha ger. That this ger is now part of our family. He's living with us. And in our land. Because he's your brother. And he has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So he's part of you as a brother. And he's part of your land. Ve'al matzav u'metziut zo. Ba'az hara she'lo tonu oto. Da'ainu she'lo letza'aro. Bi kabalato. Ma shelo ne'amar ba'pasuk, sheken kibel ger me'itchem. V'rei hadavar shekiblo ager, aydei gerotu, v'lo ne'amar b'kra shekibaltem oto etzlechem. Talmud Torah uvekanal. V'lachin shapir mevoar me'apasuk, she'ona ve'atzar she'usarnu alav kan, u'al ikablato le'talmud Torah. It's unbelievable. He said that he's makabel three things when he becomes a ger. He's part of your family, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael. He can learn. But the Pasuk only mentions in the V'chi Yagur Itcha Ger, Ba'artzichem, it only mentions the Itcha, the fact that he's part of your family, and the fact that he gets Eretz Yisrael. Now he has the right to live in Eretz Yisrael, and it's his land too. But it doesn't say anything about Talmud Torah. So that was the Echrech of Rashi to say, oh, when it says Lo Sonu, since the Pasuk says, so you're acknowledging that he's part of your family and part of and has a right to Eretz Yisrael, but the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Taras Yisrael that he can learn. So when it says Lo Sonu, it's saying, ah, what wasn't mentioned in the Pasuk here, that you're not acknowledging, don't be mon him, don't mon him, they say today, to mon somebody. Don't cause him tzah, don't insult him, don't hurt his feelings. Because it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, so a person is liable to say, okay, you're not shaykh to Talmud Torah. So therefore Rashi says, that what are you going to say to him? You're going to say to him, excuse me, but yesterday you were Ovid Avodah Zarah, and today you're learning Torah. Come on. You have no right to do that. So don't do that. Don't insult him like that. Don't hurt his feelings. So that was what was Rechriach Rashi, because the Pasuk doesn't mention the Talmud Torah. The Pasuk only alludes to Eretz Yisrael and being part of our family. But it doesn't mention anything about the Torah, so you're going to be moaning him on that. And comes the Pasuk and says, no, don't do that. Don't hurt his feelings. Now we understand the difference between the Aina and Rashi here. And they know in the Gemara and Parashas Behar, and the Pasuk in Parashas Behar. Because they were talking about an Isser Kloli Letzaro. Ve'atzarino be'etzem ikabalato l'skot b'talmud Torah. They were not saying you have no schus to learn. Here we're saying you have no schus to learn. That's the Aina that the Pasuk is negating. That's the Aina, that's the insult. You have no right to learn Torah. But rather, we're saying that Your mouth ate nevelos and shreifas. It's disgusting. What are you learning? Like the other sugim of tzar. If he's a baal tshuva, don't say zuchor ma'asecha rishon. If he's a ben geirim, zuchor ma'asecha avosecha, misurim ba'alam up. Ayom lo kederach sham v'chaber av shaviyov. So just don't hurt the general tzar, not to hurt his feelings. So it's very hurtful to say, oh, yes, you're eating nevelos and shreifas today. Today you're learning Torah. That's general tzar. But here, we see from the pasuk that they are non the tzar b'shilat zchuto l'mashi kibel b'geiruto. Here you're negating his rights and what he's makabel and his geiris. And his geiris is makabel three things. Mishpachas v'kedushas Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael. And the pasuk here is saying, don't be moynihim, don't hurt his feelings, don't insult him by saying, you have no right to Torah Yisrael. That you, the gavra, mufka from zechiyah b'torah. You shouldn't say that to him. Whereas in Bahar, it's a general tzar, that you're just saying, oh, what a disgrace. You were yesterday, you're eating avelos and treifas. Today you're learning. It's like a general idea. Here you're saying you have no right to learn. Your geiris doesn't give you the rights to learn. Pasuk says, you have Yagur Yitcha Ger Ba'artzichem. Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael B'seder. But what are you learning Torah for? You don't have those rights. You're a goy. Oh, that you know how to say. That is one of his rights. Whereas in Parshas Bahar, we're talking about a general tzar. Like you would tell a Baal Tshuva, oh, I remember where you were before you were from. And a Ben Gerim, oh, your grandfather was a priest in the Catholic Church. And Yisurim Aviyov, Yisurim, oh, and you start telling him all of his sins. That's why he's having Yisurim. Don't do that. That's a general tzar. So that's the first stage of this beautiful journey. And we are going to continue God's loving kindness, Mitzvah Hashem. If we're Zeche, Hashem should give us the Koyach, the Moach, the Simchas Chaim, the financial means, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue on this beautiful Mahalach. And I thank you so incredibly much for your attention and listening. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'nei Adam, we shall continue.